Hello, I'm Mariëtte Snyman, a journalist devoted to uncovering new ways to live a happier and healthier life. Thanks for tuning into Calm, Clear and Helpful, my weekly podcast series on taking good care of yourself and others. In this series, I introduce you to wellness professionals ready to inform and inspire. Today's topic is how brain gym can boost couples' relationships. My guest is Annette Zeely, educational kinesiologist, neurointegration specialist, and certified brain gym trainer from Johannesburg. Welcome on the show, Annette.
Good morning, Mariëtte. Thank you for having me here. It's such a privilege to be with you.
I feel the same. And to our listeners, it's good to have you with us. If you wish to feel closer to your partner, or that you could understand each other better and communicate more easily, I trust that today's episode will take a weight off your shoulders. Just a note, after our conversation, it will be fun question time. Annette, when you look at your life's work, what have you focused on wholeheartedly?
I would definitely say children, Mariëtte. I love children, and I realized from a very young age that I wanted to work with children one day, and that is why I studied education and became a teacher. After teaching a couple of years, I started a play group because I wanted to raise my own two little children. Annika at that stage 3 and Christelle was 15 months at that time. We had lots of fun, and then they also had to learn how to swim. So I did a swimming course and I taught them how to swim, which was lots of fun as well. I was also involved in children's ministry at church. So yeah, I love having children around me. Their honesty, their excitement about life, their curiosity, and their eagerness to learn and willingness to try over and over again were things that fascinated me.
Can you give us a bird's eye view of your career?
Sure. It was in the year 2002 that I discovered brain gym while teaching at Rienbuchland, a pre-primary school in Newlands, Johannesburg. I did a course, Neurointegration Movements through Brain Gym in South Africa, which taught us how to use the brain gym movements to bring about integration between the brain hemispheres and the senses in order to help children to reach their full potential. When applying it to my 4-year-olds, I was amazed to see how their attention spans improved. I was so captivated by the results that I decided to do the whole learning track and qualified as an educational kinesiologist, which empowered me to offer training in the International Brain Gym Learning Track, which I enjoy tremendously.
What do you mean by educational kinesiologist?
The word education comes from the Greek word to draw out potential, which we all have, no matter how old you are or what your age is. And the word kinesiology comes from the Greek word kinesi, which means movement. So educational kinesiology is drawing out hidden potential locked in the body through movement activities.
Thank you. And my next question is, how would you describe brain gym?
Oh, I will describe it as lots of fun. Brain gym is a series of quick, fun, and energizing activities that we use in educational kinesiology to enhance our experience of whole brain learning.
I was wondering, how did brain gym come into being?
Dr. Paul Dennison, an American expert in child motor development, created the Brain Gym program over a period of 25 years. He is a pioneer in applied brain research and based his discoveries on the interdependence of physical development, language acquisition, and academic achievement. According to Dr. Paul Dennison, and I quote, "Movement is the door to learning. To live is to move. Life is ever-changing, ever-shifting, and ever-demanding. Brain gym teaches us how to move with our challenges, our dreams, and our goals. I believe that there are no learning disabilities, only learning blocks. We are all learning blocked to the extent that we have mastered the art of not moving." Now that is something to think about. Our children need to move. That's very, very important. They love to move and they learn through movement. So often we get that children that can sit still and learn for a certain time, but we also get these little ones that need to move, especially when they have an active right brain hemisphere. And that is the way that they take information in, by movement. From very young, we see that little babies that crawl, well, they say that babies crawl 50,000 times before they stand up and walk, or get up and walk. It's a lot. But anyway, they need to move, and that's very important for them. So sometimes children do not get the opportunity to move in a classroom situation. It's almost like that song of Leon Schuster, sit still, boeke oop, leer jou les, ooh-la-la-la. It doesn't work like that. People, or children especially, needs to move, and that is why movement is so important, and that is why Dr. Paul Dennison really stresses movement in this program. It's a movement-based program. Yeah, I heard that little story of the little boy on his first day of grade one. And before he went out or to school, mom dropped him. He said, Mommy, please can I have a piece of paper and a pen? And she said, okay, so what are you going to use it for? And he said, I'm going to write everything down that the teacher says. And she says, okay, that's fine. So after school, she picked him up and she said to him, so how was school? And he said, no, I don't like school. And she said, so why don't you like school? And he said, well, I can't read, I can't write, and I can't move. And that is so sad because, it's not that it happens in every grade one classroom, but often the kids have to sit still and learn for like a half an hour or so before they can get up and walk or move again. And we always stress movement, very important.
What are the benefits one can derive from brain gym?
Brain gym maximizes mental, physical, and creative abilities. It builds self-esteem and improves self-confidence. Because when they do brain gym, they start to realize that they can do something that they struggled with, like reading or writing or doing maths. And the more they do the movements, the more they are more comfortable with doing whatever was a challenge for them. And then they really, really start to enjoy learning, because that is what it is meant to be. They must learn through, again, movement, but also having fun and do it with ease. It's also good for concentration, reading, writing and spelling, listening, maths, sports, memory, and the list goes on and on.
I have a question. I know that you sometimes teach for a while. Do you find that the children like the brain gym?
Oh, yes. They can't wait for it. And not only the little ones. I found that even the older kids enjoy that as well. So they will ask for brain gym. They will ask me if I maybe, you know, just leave it out for one day or so. They will ask, teacher, come, let's do the pace. And they really enjoy it. Mm. And because they see how it works, they really will do it often, and they will do it on their own as well, at home. Or I saw some of them teach their friends. I remember my own children at home when they had a friend or so and they had to study something like spelling or whatever. Then they will say, come, let's do our pace first. And so it's easy movement. It's not difficult. So it's easy enough for a child to teach another child. Or I encourage them to teach their parents at home, because it is good for everyone, not only for children. Mm. But yes, to answer your question, oh yes, they enjoy it.
That's very encouraging. Which age groups can benefit from brain gym?
Literally every age group can benefit. We say from cradle to grave, everything in between. Anyone can benefit by doing these movements.
Annette, in which contexts can brain gym be used?
Mariette, brain gym was originally designed for children with learning challenges, but they soon discovered that anyone of any age can use it to achieve whatever goal they have. So today we use BrainGym 4, to name a few, with babies, students, arts and music. We do use it in motivation, memory, self-growth, and in relationships as well, and also in the corporate environment, and of course in sports. I remember when I lived in Mossel Bay, I worked with the boys at the Louis Oosthuizen Golf Academy and could clearly see how their game improved. In fact, a few years later, one of the boys became the junior world champion.
Sure.
I'm sure he had some very good coaching too, but I like to believe that it was the brain gym that helped him to reach that level. So yeah, and many more. In any parts of life, we can use brain gym.
Could you shortly explain which process is followed when an individual comes to you for brain gym?
Sure, Mariette. The first thing I do is the client's brain profile. We refer to it as the stress or learning profile. During this process, we determine which brain hemisphere, eye, ear, hand and foot, front and back, and top and bottom part of the brain is the dominant one, which will take the lead when the body is in stress. Now that happens when you worry about something, when you didn't move for a while, when you haven't got enough water in your system, and many more reasons. Then I will interpret the profile and explain to the client how his or her profile or the way that he or she is wired impact his or her behavior so that they can understand the reason why they do things in a certain way, especially under stress. For example, if a child has a dominant left brain hemisphere and a dominant right eye, it's most likely that he learns to read effortlessly, because the information that he takes in through his right eye is processed in the left brain hemisphere. And that is where qualities like look at detail, focus closer, enjoys words and numbers, and also where tracking takes place from left to right, like we read in our culture. Let's say a child has a dominant left brain hemisphere and also a dominant left eye. It means that the information taken in from the left eye needs to be processed in the right brain hemisphere, because everything is processed on the opposite side of the brain, which means that under stress, the right brain will switch off with up to 85%.
Sure.
That is quite a lot. So you haven't got the ability to process with the brain hemisphere where it should be processed. The left eye is also the bigger picture eye, looking at color and shape and focus far and wide. It also tracks from right to left, which is the opposite way for us to read. If the child was Chinese or Arabic, that would be more natural to him and he would find it more easy to learn to read. Now, when this child has to read in front of a class with his peers looking at him, he goes into his stress profile and it becomes very difficult for him to read. And we never stop there. We always look at the now what. So we saw the so what, but now what. And that is what Paul Denison and his whole group of people researched. In those years, when they did the research, they could do brain profiling, but they didn't know what to do about a blockage or something that they had. And then they discovered that movement is the door to learning. And that is how this movement program came about. So, we look at the now what. What are we going to do about it? And this gives clients and parents hope. It's so nice to see, you know, it's almost like they relax and they know, oh, at least there's something that they can do for this child. And there is. The client gets a series of brain gym movements that will help switching on the non-dominant parts in order to operate from a whole brain perspective, even under stress, when under stress. I explain to the client how to do the movements and for how long he or she should do them. And then they go home and do their movements, usually twice a day for about 6 weeks. And they can always phone me or contact me if they need some help with their movements. But they are very, very easy to do and it's easy to explain it as well.
Is there a follow-up session?
Yes, Mariette, there is a follow-up session. During the follow-up session or sessions, we focus on the challenge or goal that brought them to me in the first place. We do a balancing process in order to integrate the parts in the brain and body which do not support the goal. In fact, We build new neurological wires in the brain to support the goal. After this session, the client will get a new series of exercises that will reinforce the new networks to support the goal. And as he does the movements, he will realize that it is much easier to reach his or her goal.
Let's talk about applying brain gym to improving couples' relationships. Firstly, how can brain gym assist each partner in terms of brain integration and alleviating blockages?
Well, we will also start with a brain profile. And after the brain profile of each of them, we discuss it with each other. And then they will have a much better understanding of how each one of them operates under stress and will definitely have more grace and tolerance for each other. Instead of conflict, they will rather use their differences to enhance or complement each other, and they will also know how to treat each other under stressful situations. Furthermore, they will each receive a series of movements that they will do twice a day for at least 6 weeks in order to assist them in brain integration. During a follow-up session or sessions, we will remove the blockages and they will receive a new series of movements which will reinforce the new networks in their brains and help them to reach their goal, for example, to listen attentively to each other.
In a romantic relationship, we often find that partners are like chalk and cheese, completely different. How can the brain profiling that is part of Brain Gym help partners understand themselves and one another better? I was wondering if you could give us an example.
Yes, definitely. You are right. It's like opposites attract. We hear that a lot. It's so worthwhile to do a stress profile in a romantic relationship, not to change each other, but, as I said earlier, to understand each other better and to have more tolerance and grace with each other in the years to come. Let's look at an example. John and Mary are head over heels in love. John has a blocked eye, and therefore he's constantly looking for his car keys. Mary sees this as a golden opportunity to do something for John by helping him to find his car keys. He's grateful, give her a hug and a kiss, and she's way up in the clouds, very happy that she could help him. Now, 10 years down the line, here is John again, looking for his car keys. The kids running around, playing and screaming, instead of getting ready for their school concert that starts in a half an hour. Mary needs to help the kids, do her makeup, close the windows, and draw the curtains. Now she doesn't feel the urge to help her dear husband looking for his keys like she did when they were dating. She's rather getting irritated and quite upset. On the other hand, Mary has a blocked ear. Oh, my dear. So, in the beginning, when John wanted Mary to listen to him, he would gladly cup her pretty face in his hands and, while looking into her beautiful eyes, explaining in a gentle voice what he wanted her to do. See, he had her full attention with no stress involved. So it was easy for her to listen attentively and do what he wanted her to do. Now, 10 years down the line, we have the same scenario as the one above. And while John is looking for his car keys and Mary is running around trying to do all the things mentioned above, John whispered, "Mary, will you please feed the dogs and let them go outside before you lock the door?" On the way to the concert, John asks, "Are the dogs fed and outside?" Oops. Now there was no way that Mary could have heard John's request. So she said, "No, you never told me to feed the dogs and let them out. They're still in the kitchen waiting for you to feed them." You can just imagine, they were not happy with each other at all. If they had done their brain profiles, the evening would surely be much more pleasant.
Certainly. Thank you for that example. Annette, why is emotional self-regulation important in romantic relationships? And perhaps you should just explain shortly what emotional self-regulation means.
Sure, Mariette. Self-regulation means that you can notice your feelings, notice how you feel in a specific moment. And when you can notice then you have the ability to stop and think and to regulate them. Self-regulation is important in a romantic relationship. It's actually crucial. It is crucial for healthy communication, conflict resolution, and emotional stability. It allows partners to manage stress, remain present for each other, and foster deeper intimacy and satisfaction.
How can Brain Gym assist individuals with emotional self-regulation?
If an individual has a challenge with emotional self-regulation, he or she can be balanced to handle it better. Thereafter, he or she will receive movements to reinforce the new networks and also an anchor to help them regulate their emotions. In a situation where he or she has to regulate the emotions, they simply do their anchor or one of the calming exercises, like the hookup.
How can better emotional self-regulation lead to more effective communication between partners?
Self-regulated individuals, Mariette, can communicate their feelings and needs clearly and listen to their partner's needs more effectively, and then reducing misunderstanding.
I was wondering, would a better relationship between partners benefit their children?
Absolutely. There will be much less tension in the house, and the children will have the privilege to live and learn in a friendly and stress-free, well, almost stress-free environment, resulting in them reaching their full potential. I once worked with a couple that was worried about their two-year-old son. The teachers at school thought that there was a serious problem because he couldn't speak yet, and that at two. Now, we all know that a little boy, sometimes, you know, they take a little longer to speak than girls, for instance. Not always, but that sometimes happens. I started the session by doing the stress profiles of both parents and found that they were, in all aspects, differently wired. Mom had a dominant left brain with a dominant eye, ear, hand, and foot on the right side, which means that she had a total open profile with no blockages. Dad had a dominant right brain with a dominant right ear, right eye, right hand, and right foot, which means that he had a totally blocked profile. They did not understand each other at all, and as a result, there was a lot of conflict and tension in the house and around the little boy, which caused him to constantly be in his stress profile, making it very difficult for him to speak. The parents have gained so much understanding about each other, and after the balance, they had the tools to have grace for each other, and the atmosphere in the home changed overnight. After 2 days, the mom phoned me with the wonderful news that their little boy started to speak. Isn't that amazing?
That gives me goosebumps. A quick note on what I do. I showcase health and wellness experts or individuals using their creativity to bring about transformation. By using my background in journalism and podcast production and my media network. Spotlighting therapists, coaches, and other professionals not only expands their client base, but positions them as trusted voices in wellness and boosts the sales of books, courses, and other offerings. On the other hand, the podcasts and articles I create provide readers and listeners with an ever-expanding resource on living a healthier, happier, and more productive life. It also introduces them to helping professionals they can trust to support them in their wellness journey. The section Up Close and Personal on my website offers readers a glimpse of the person behind many of the experts I feature. Just go to Up Close and Personal on the navigation bar at the top of my homepage. If you're a wellness expert keen on expanding your reach and credibility, Let's talk about co-creating a podcast or article, or perhaps featuring you in a South African magazine. You'll find more information under services on my website, marietsneeman.co.za. I work closely with my weekly podcast guests and the professionals I interview for articles, offering step-by-step support. I especially enjoy assisting first-time podcast guests. Now, back to my current guest.
I'd like to conclude with another quote of Dr. Paul Denison. There are no lazy, withdrawn, angry, or aggressive children, only children who are denied the ability to learn in a way that is natural to them.
Thank you, Annette. That sums it up so beautifully. Can you tell us where listeners can learn more about your work or follow you?
Yes, listeners are welcome to contact me on my email address, annette.kineticm@gmail.com, or on my Facebook page, Kinetic Minds. Listeners can also find more information regarding BrainGym on our websites. BrainGym in South Africa's website is braingyminsa.co.za, and our international website will be braingym.org.
I'll attach the links to the websites to the podcast, and the rest of the information will be in the podcast notes. But I was also going to ask you where listeners interested in doing BrainGym training can find out more.
Mariette, they can contact me on my email address, or they can find out about all the training on BrainGym South Africa's website, which I mentioned earlier.
Thank you, Annette. May I ask you a fun question?
Yeah, sure. You can ask me a fun question.
Let's go to the world of the imagination. If in this moment you were sitting in an aeroplane heading for a wonderful destination, where would you be when you step off the plane?
The first thing that comes to mind, naturally, is to set foot on the airport in Miami, because my daughter and her husband stays in Naples, which is close to Miami.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah, I haven't seen them for a while, so I would love to go and visit them.
You and I will have to order that aeroplane then to come soon.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I miss her dearly.
Yes, I can well believe that. Thank you, Annette, for such an informative and helpful explanation of BrainGym. And I hope that this is going to help many listeners. We have been talking about romantic relationships, but I'm sure it will help people not only with their romantic relationships, but perhaps with parenting. So thank you very much for your trouble and the heartfelt way in which you explained this.
Thank you very much, Mariette. I really enjoyed it, and I hope everyone will benefit by the good news that I brought them today.
Indeed. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us. I'd be honored if you'd subscribe to this podcast series and rate it where you download your podcasts. And if you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone you care about. Go to my website, www.marietsneeman.co.za, for this episode's podcast notes and for free podcasts and articles on how to live a happier and healthier life and have more fulfilling relationships. To follow me on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, just search for Mariette Sneeman Journalist. The podcast series, Calm, Clear and Helpful, is produced by me, with original music by Mart Marie Snyman. Catch you next Tuesday at 9:00.